99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Okay, we're back at this. Okay, so I was saying that I don't know. I'm trying not to assume that what they're doing is not a way to go about it. You see, I'm trying to be careful not to suggest that what they're doing could be in some way wrong, and as such, they shouldn't do it. Like, don't come on social media and say you need someone. But in my heart, I know that there's nothing wrong with it. In my heart, I honestly know, on a superficial level, there's really nothing wrong with it. But I have seen how that expression has given impetus to some opinions, to some egos. I've heard men say stuff like, oh, you need me. I've heard men act like you need them. And I think, well, before you get there, before you even become like friends or, yeah, before you become lovers, there's some things that should be established. And look, if you need someone, I mean, as dangerous as that sounds, okay. Look, it's not okay, but I don't know what to do with it in the moment. It's just that every time you put out that display, and again, in my heart, I don't think there's something latently wrong with that. It's that I've seen arrogant men who say, oh, you need me, that's why, and they act like it, and their disposition, their logic, the logic of the language, their character, the behavior, and they exalt themselves above you because when you think about power psychologically, it's like one person who wants power, the reason they want power over the other person is that the other person has to be under, or at least need something that the other person is providing. And so in some instances, the one who thinks he or she is providing what the other person needs wields it over the other person. So I've heard men say, well, I don't want my wife to have more money than me. And you say, well, why? And you just hear fear, the fear of... And it's not, you can see that he doesn't have love inside, and he doesn't think she loves him enough to treat him lovingly. And so you hear men say, well, I don't want this woman to have more money than me. And you say, why? And it's that she could do to him what he is capable of doing to her. It's just that. Otherwise, if you were in love with a woman and both of you loved each other and she had money, I don't think anybody will hear. You know, did I tell you about one of my mom's friends who... I was supposed to... They live in Abuja. And when I left Brilla FM, when I resigned from Brilla FM, I went... I came back to Lagos, told my parents I had resigned, but I couldn't live in Lagos because I had lived in Abuja and I preferred the pulse of the city to the pulse in Lagos. And so I said to my parents, I can't live in Lagos. I'm going to go back to Abuja. My father was like, what are you going back there to do? I was like... Maybe to get another job. How about that? But honestly, to me, I was just coming to Abuja to just live a while. I could not believe the sanity that those guys were enjoying. I hope it's still the same today. But then it was like the sanity that they were enjoying that came for free. So I was going to go back to Abuja. And my parents were like, so where are you going to live? And I said, oh, I have a friend. And my parents were like, no, you can't just live with anybody. So, of course, you know, my parents are particularly very... They're strict and they're very... They cover us. They covered me so much. The first time I saw malice, the thing broke me down. The first time I interacted with the world and I was touched by malice, it really, really broke me because I had never seen the world in that light. Because I'd always had my parents do stuff. So, you know, you grow up as a child, your parents do everything for you. They speak for you, partly think for you, and you never really have to confront evil yourself because you have your parents there who build a shield for you. So when I saw malice, the first time I saw the thing, I was like, this world is hell. So my father says, well, you can't go live with a friend. I'm like, no, he's in the military. Then the friend was a military, he used to work at the villa. then Obasanjo was the president. And I said, well, this is what the friend does, and this is my father. No, you can't do that. So they forced me to go, and I hate living with people. Oh, like, you like her, Auntie Betty, she's nice, she's loving. That's how they forced me to go and live with this mom's friend. And so I was thinking, okay, you know what? Just go there, do whatever you want to do. Don't stay too long then, given that you're not going to be with your friend and you're not going to... In fact, I had gone to Abuja the first six or... When I resigned, I had gone to Abuja 6-7 months, lived with that friend. Came back home. I think I came back home for... I can't remember something. What was it? TOEFL I came back for. I came back for something. Then I was going back. So it was the going back. And my father was like, hey, you're going back. Where are you living? I was like, oh, I live with a friend. He's like, no, you can't do that. You have to go live with Auntie Betty. So I go live with Auntie Betty. I was in Auntie Betty's house for a while. Now, I knew that the woman worked. She worked with the Ministry of something in Abuja. She was a civil servant. But her husband was always at home. But the dynamics at home, I didn't know the guy didn't have a job because the guy practically paid for everything. In fact, I've told the story before. So you want something, the wife would always say, oh, go and meet daddy. So I never knew the guy didn't have a job. Daddy paid for everything. But when she goes, so he wakes up in the morning, drives her to work, comes back, and organizes the house. So he'll like, you see him wash his wife's clothes, he'll get the kids, send them on errands, go buy this, buy that. So mom wants to cook. When she comes back from work, everything is prepared, washed, cleaned, sliced, prepared. She comes back, she's spending max 30, 40 minutes in the kitchen because everything is ready. So I didn't see any. It was my mom who told me that, oh, the man is unemployed. I'm like, and the man was such a loving guy. He was such a beautiful, he had a beautiful spirit. So I think when you don't want your wife to have more money, it's just because maybe you two, you've not loved her. So you're afraid that when she gets money, she'll show you pepper. Now we are hearing situations of Nigerian women who go overseas with their husbands or with their families. And the men are on social media complaining that Nigerian women are abusing husbands or pretty much getting divorced because... I see Nigerian men on social media say, don't bring your wife to Europe. Don't bring your wife to London. Don't bring your wife to America. And I've also wanted to talk about it on radio, like, how true is that? But somewhere inside of that, you know, well, there's no love there. Maybe the woman was in the marriage in Nigeria here for some reason, and then she's in a country where she has power, and she's allowed to wield power. And that power puts the husband, who was at an advantage in Nigeria, at a disadvantage in the UK. So, okay, so the ladies now who are on social media... I don't want to say don't do it, but I want to say to you that thing you're doing, I pray you meet a loving man who's not sick with foolishness, you know, because you'll meet a man and he's going to take advantage of that. I just really want to say that. He's really going, you meet a man and he'll take advantage of your need for him. I don't know what you think you need, but you need to really evaluate your needs. And if, In the event that you think that there is a void that must be filled, I'd ask you to pray. I'm asking you to pray. You don't need anybody like that. You don't. You really don't. And if there's any position I don't want you to be, is in a situation where you're powerless, where you're helpless. Or at least you're more helpless than the other person in a situation where they do something to you. Yeah, I think I say that to say that in my life now, I'm not married. I don't even think about it. In fact, I think I'm in a place where I may not. Now, not because I don't want to. They're just things I can't tolerate anymore. It's like, I just can't. I can't. So when I think of, I don't even think about marriage, but I always get the feeling of, because I think I just can't. The quality of men I see, I just can't. Not that there are no men that, you know, you may meet a man who is of your quality, but he's not the one for you. What are you going to do, right? I just feel like I can't. I can't. I just can't. And I told you I'd been in love before, and I'm glad. You know, like, I look at my life today, and I'm grateful to God that he blew it. I'm grateful. I never stopped thanking God that he was the fool that he was and he blew it. Because every time I look back, I'm like, is that what I would have dealt with? Is that what you guys deal with? Yeah, I'm so glad he blew it. I went to buy fruits the other day. And at the store where I went to buy fruits, I met the guy. And he said to me, "Good evening." And I said, "I don't want to speak to you." And he said to me, "Well, just say good evening." And I was enraged that I thought he could tell me what to say. And I'm like, the nerve though. And I said to him, "I don't want to speak to you." And he was like, "Oh, okay." And I cursed him from that store till I got home. I didn't stop cursing him until I got home. I still cannot believe how stupid he is. How I can, you know, he's this kind of people who they do things, they go away. Or, you know, he's this kind of guy who would offend you and then won't fix the issue and hopes that when next he sees you, you have fixed the issue. Yeah. So he's a pathetic fool. Whatever his enemies think of him, they're right. Like, he is... I cannot believe anybody that stupid has a human face. Yeah. So, while you're praying that God gives you something, do you remember to thank God for the things that... Yeah, sometimes you think you need it, you don't. You don't. So, if you ever feel alone, and you feel there's a void that needs to be filled, pray. Pray. I don't know if it's the world. I don't know if it's the water. But it's not just the quality of men. It's also the quality of women, right? But if you have anything like a standard, quality is subpar. So really what we have, just men with money, that's it. Just have money. That's it. Are there good men? Yeah. I don't know what your standards are. But, you know, are there good men who have money? Yeah. And fortunately for all of you, you have reduced the standards to having money, which just makes a mess of everything. You want a fool with money. You want a demon with money. You want a psychopath with. Once he has money, you seem to be elastic. So, I don't know if you have paid attention to that, but the world is not what it appears to be, and the smile is not the heart. The smile on the face is not the spirit in the heart. So a person can look you in the face and smile. Well, that's not the heart. That's not his heart. That's not her heart. Okay, good. I don't know if I felt pity for you ladies yesterday, which is what's making me to say this today. Don't find ways to make yourself strong. And then don't depend on man, depend on God. You know, don't let somebody rubbish you. I know it's a different thing when someone rubbishes you when you're 45, when someone rubbishes you when you're 50. If someone disrespects you at 25, you can fix your life, right? You can do something about it. You don't want to be weak at 45 and someone takes advantage of that. You don't want to be weak at 50 and someone abuses. I think there are stages in your life where it's not a lack of defense. It's just that you pretty much, one, did not prepare for it. And because you have been vulnerable through the years, you don't know who's going to destroy you at a point in your life where you can't fight back. I mean, if you prepare, someone does you something at 50, oh, sure, you can go back at it. But if you're not solid and they do it to you at 50. I've heard women say that their husbands have said to them, "Who's going to marry you? You have two kids." I met a beautiful girl. She's half Nigerian, half Egyptian, I think. Married a Nigerian. I don't know what happened. So I went to their office one time. He wasn't around. She just walks out. And staff was saying to me, and I was like, "Oh, you're, I said, "Oh, this lady's so beautiful." She's like, "Oh, that's the boss's wife." I said, "Oh, nice. She's not Nigerian, is she?" He's like, "No, she's mixed." I was like, "Oh, nice." And then after a while, he tells me about their conflict. And he says that the boss said to her, "Look at you. You're ugly. You have two kids. Who's going to marry you? You're secondhand." I was like, "Hey, nah." The things you men say to women out here, it's like, "You're secondhand. Who's going to marry you?" And I opened my eyes in disbelief. Like, really? Oh, he even told me other things. Well, basically, the other things he told me were of a man who had money and a girl who, I don't know if she married him for his money, but she was pretty much at his mercy. And so eventually, she got a divorce and she left. A woman with two kids, a secondhand. A woman with two kids is secondhand. Oh, an hour. Okay. Well, I had to say, I had to just say this because I feel I owe you a duty to point you in the way of salvation. Okay, it's time now for confession stairs. I've gotten that out. Pray and find strength. Okay, then maybe that's a good enough place to start. It's confessions Thursday. Okay, so I have men on Nigeria Info WhatsApp who would like to redeem their images. There's no redeeming yourself with me. If it doesn't apply to you, it doesn't apply to you. If it applies to you, I hope you find a woman who would contend with you until you're out of blood. I don't know why you think your reaction means anything. I don't know why you think I care. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. 0700-993-993-993 and 01-0201-465-7190. When you call and you don't say your name. Now, there's someone on WhatsApp telling me about no perfect marriage. Could you please call me and tell me what you mean? You just say, well, Joyce, there's no perfect marriage. I don't know what you mean. So if someone is beating you, oh, yesterday I saw a video of a woman cheated on her husband. Well, the report said the woman cheated on her husband and the husband killed the woman and the guy. Did you see the video? So I don't know how accurate it is, but that's what's alleged, that the husband saw the woman cheating. Well, I don't know, but there's a video of a dead woman and a dead man, and they say, well, the woman slept with the security guard, husband found out and killed both of them. Pretty lady or man from Ikota, there's no perfect marriage. If your marriage is imperfect and you can live with it, I'm not asking you not to live with it. I haven't suggested that, okay? If you can live with it, fine. I was speaking to single ladies who were crying on social media. So if, for example, what's happening on social media, which is, say, the psychology of the man who could take advantage of women, is happening to you, and you sent me a message to tell me no marriage is perfect, do you want me to laugh at you? Why are you sending me a message? Welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
God bless you. I heard about what you are saying. In fact, I pray that women should be great like you. Because some of them, like this Valentine, they're useless themselves. Men use them and dump them and abandon them to suffer. When I heard you saying this, in fact, I was wept. Because you are not the type that a man will entice with money. You are not the type that a man will spoil with. You know you are right. Some women, because of money, they don't know how the man made it. Whether through sacrifice or whatever rituals that will take their life, they rush in. Before you know, they finish their womb at the end of the day, no child, and they went and marry another woman who will come and enjoy. I pray for you that God will give the real apple of your own eyes. A man that will be like your father, your mother, everything, your friends in your life. You are a real quality woman. I love that.
You're kind.
That is what happens to my wife. When I approach her, she said, I'm not after money. What I'm after is that quality of life. For me to be in peace. For me to know that I am in a man's house who is like my father, who is like my brother, who is like my sister, everything.
Good for you.
And that's how we live our life.
Oh, bless
you. I pray for you. God will give you the real apple of your eyes. Your heart desires must surely come to manifest in the name of Jesus. Keep
Amen.
On.
Amen. Thank you.
In fact, thank you so much.
Thank you. I have a message here. I want to read it. Good afternoon, Joyce. I need advice from you. Why do men see ladies that are caring and all loving as dumb? To those that show them sex videos and imaginables.
What's that?
I'm going out with a guy that I know have two of us as girlfriends. He shouts and calls me dumb because he says I'm not adventurous. So I call it quit with him. But honestly, Joyce, it hurts like hell. Why are most men like that? Do you know, I don't know the pain you're feeling right now, but I can say to you that if we crank that pain up 10 times more, you're better off with that pain than with that man. If we crank the pain 10 times more, you're better off with that pain than with that man. If you say, why do men act like that? I don't want you to bother with why they do what they do. So, for example, evil doesn't need reason. There's no rationality to evil. A person can do a thing because they feel like it or because they just want to. There are many reasons people do stuff. So I don't want you to bother about why he don't like you, why. First of all, he's got two of you, so you're just, I don't know where to put you, but I hope you can be honest to yourself and tell yourself where he has put you. You decide if you want to stay there or if you want to leave. There are men who marry three wives, and all wives agree. But if you don't like where he has put you, I think that in itself should not even make you hurt so much. That's two of you. What were you thinking? He doesn't love either of you, to be honest. But then again, it doesn't appear to me that he loves you. I don't know what you want, which is also necessary for you to, you know, discover. What do you want? You want company? Oh, maybe you have it with him, but he's not giving you much of it. Why they do it, please don't bother. What's necessary is you determine what you can take and what you can't take. So if you meet John tomorrow and John does something that you don't like, but more importantly, you have determined that that thing that John did to you, you can't take it. You're not sitting around trying to figure out why he did it. Because in that moment, manipulation can come in. He can manipulate you. So there you have two problems. There's what he's doing to you, and there's him playing you for a fool. So you're not sitting around trying to figure out what he did. You decide, well, I can't take this, and you leave. His reasons, he can chew them. You don't need his reasons. He need not pacify you with a reason. Now he has told you you are dumb. Now he said you're not adventurous. Sister, pick yourself up. Go somewhere else with someone who wants to go on an adventure with you. So you find another person, and then the man would say, so what do you like? What would you like to do? Where would you like to go? Have you considered skydiving? Have you considered swimming without breathing? Have you considered burning in fire? Like, you can have someone else who can suggest to you something and ask you to dare to try. Then maybe you can begin to open up a little bit. If they've called you dumb, what else do you want to hear before you know it's up? I hope you get the, well, I don't know if it's much of an advice, but I just painted you a picture. So hope you can read the picture and decide if you're in or out. Thank you. We're off for the break, Lagos. We'll be right. Well, I have a minute. Yeah, I have a minute. It's not enough for much. So we'll go off on a break when we come back. It's Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. My name's Joyce. We'll talk about the crazy. Well, we'll hear the crazy, weird, unusual, unfamiliar, painful, regretful, sad, abnormal, paranormal. I really wish you well. I do. Stay with me. It's Confessions Thursday. I-9.3 Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday. 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190. This one goes, is this a confession? Well, yeah, you can call and be anonymous. I've said this many times. Yeah, when you call, don't say your name, all right? Good afternoon. Something happened between me and my wife, and I'd like to share. It happened that our neighbor left his power generating set on overnight, and noise was unbearable the next day. I put up a suggestion up on the house WhatsApp group that Hold on. Oh, on the house WhatsApp group, that do we as residents want to be putting on our generating sets on at night, considering the insecurity and noise pollution it causes? It led to a series of back and forth, and most people do not want the noise at night, and they suggested that the power generating set be turned off latest by 11 p.m. Since then, my wife has been taunting me and trying to tell me how not to complain about the two neighbors who I'm support but a minority. I stood my ground that I won't take less, and I'm within my rights to complain that she's been avoiding me, disrespecting me, and keeping to herself since then. Was I wrong? Wait. Okay, the story is, you live in a premises where your neighbor uses his generator overnight. Noise is unbearable. The next day, you suggest on the WhatsApp group that there's insecurity and, of course, noise pollution. So the majority of the people within the premises agree that generator should be turned off at 11 p.m. Your wife says, your wife has been taunting you, trying to tell you not to complain about the two neighbors who are the minority. And you're asking, was I wrong to complain? Is it a crime that I do not allow her to control me? Am I wrong to say I know what I can accept and what I can't? Of course you are not wrong. By the way, how does she sleep with that noise? Okay, so first of all, this is not even a matter of controlling. We're going to go off on a break. I'll speak on this when we return. It's Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday. My name is Joyce. All right, we're back at this 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. So there's a gentleman here on WhatsApp who wants, I guess, some suggestion to clarify what appears to be a situation between himself and his neighbors. And then somehow a third person in this whole setup is his wife. So he adds to the earlier message, she's been suggesting that I should be less confrontational with the two single guys, that it's within their rights to do whatever they want with their generators. And I believe she took that position because she doesn't want to offend them, despite the fact that I'm looking out for what favors us as a family. She was like, once I'm sleeping, I don't know if a generator is on or not. And I've told her that she's supposed to at least be on my side, because what I've talked about is about what is fair and just. But she's on their side, and she's on the path of losing her home because of that. Okay, so I don't know for the details of losing her home, but as far as this matter is concerned, you didn't make a selfish request. And yes, it's fair and just to ask that, given the noise pollution, that it be turned off at a certain time to allow for the quiet that makes for good sleep. Why she's supporting them, I honestly do not know. And no, you didn't infringe on their rights. Your request is fair. It was hardly even an advantage to you and a disadvantage to them, as much as it's an advantage to all who live within the compound to at least have some kind of quiet in order to catch good sleep. I'm not sure for the last part where you added on the path to lose her home. I'm not sure what else is going on. But as far as this matter is concerned, you did the right thing, and I'm glad you spoke up. Unfortunately, I think I can also see where you insinuate the possible context of her controlling you. Yeah, I think I may see how that would play out if you agree. But then what are you agreeing to? Discomforts to the noise? When, given everything else happening in Nigeria, the least you can at least get is some quiet for the night. So no, it's not. It's good that you stood your ground, and I want for you to, at least I support that you stand your ground. And hopefully she lives with that, because that's not going to change. And interestingly, majority of the people within the premises say, well, they support it. Let everybody turn off the generators, you know, 9 p.m. to afford for sleep. Hopefully the young guys, if they can, they can get a rechargeable fan to support their sleep. She doesn't want to offend them. What does she mean by that? This is hardly any issue to offend. I mean, I can see how it could, but the intent is not spiteful or malicious. So, nah. Don't bother about it. You did what's right by asking, and I'm glad you got your request given, not just to you, but to everybody else who wanted it. She's on a path to losing her home by ignoring me once she's back from work as she did yesterday. Your wife is ignoring you because you said you raised up an issue of noise in the compound. Or is there something else happening? Okay, I would like to assume that something else is happening because I'm not sure why your wife is ignoring you. She's been ignoring me, talking to me disrespectfully, and being very irrational. I even suggested that they get an inverter, as I did, but she's not having it. Wait, this is confusing. Your wife is not having your suggestion of your neighbors getting inverters. She wants you to allow them use their generators. And as such, because they're not using their generators, your wife is... Does she want to be married to those guys? Okay, this is such a... I think something else is ongoing here. And this is her, you know, expressing another issue. Nothing else, Joyce. She's been like that since the issue. Okay, you know what? Give her time. She's going to get over it. If this is just the issue, she's going to get over it. But I honestly want to say to you, if this is the issue, you have a problem. I don't see how this is making your wife keep malice with you. Like, is she joking? Like, what's there to keep malice about? Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to suggest anything else, but I just, it doesn't make sense that she's upset with you because the neighbors have to turn off the generator by 11 p.m. Okay, you have a problem, but I don't know what it is. How about that? It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello, how are you? Turn off the volume of your radio set. It's Confessions Thursday. You don't say your name.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, welcome. Do you have a confession?
Not really. Yes, and then no.
Okay.
About this issue of intimidation you've earlier said.
Do you have a confession? If so, we can attend to some confessions right now.
Please, what did you say?
Do you have a confession? It'll be good if we can attend to confessions right now.
My own confession really has to do with me personally. It's about one of my neighbors.
You want to talk about it, or you need some time to gather your thoughts?
I actually hate seeing people go through oppression or intimidation. I said I personally hate seeing somebody go through oppression or intimidation of any sort.
Oh, well, welcome to
whether
the world.
Man or woman, but I think we should balance the talk.
So what do you want to say real quick, yeah?
Pardon?
What do you want to say? When you say balance, what do you mean?
Yeah, that we should have the acknowledgement that both men and women go through this thing.
I'm sure I said that. I don't know why you feel the need to defend something. I'm sure I said that. I'm very sure I said it. But you feel that there is an imbalance. No, I'm not one without judgment. I'm sure I said that. But thank you very much for calling. Okay, so the gentleman whose wife is ignoring him is suggesting that his wife is crushing on the neighbor. Okay, now this confession is gaining form. How do you know your wife could be crushing on your neighbor? Well, at this point, if she's fighting for them against you, then I don't know what to assume. It's either she has a problem with you as a person and has always had a problem with you, so this is one of the many problems she's had with you, or you may be correct as the husband when you say she may have a crush on one of the neighbors, which, you know what? I don't want you to formulate that idea just yet. I think, wait, confirm that, you understand what I'm trying to say? I don't want you to create a problem. That's better put. So, if you think she may be crushing on one of them, yo, that's wild though. Okay, you know what? Confirm it first. How about that? Which would require some time. So, she's not speaking to you, give it time. She's angry with you, give it time. If she's crushing on the neighbor, give it time. When you can confirm it, then you can decide what you're going to do about it. How about that? But no, your stance was necessary, and I'm glad you're still standing. Nigeria Info, it's good to have you here. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Do you have a confession?
No. I just wanted to say, the husband already said what I wanted to say. I think the lady has feelings for one of those neighbors. Honestly, no matter what. If your woman is standing against you,
Yeah.
And in the same compound, I don't know what it is anymore.
Okay.
She has interest in one of those men. Or maybe both.
Oh, okay. You know what? I can see why you could suggest that. But I would say let's not... I don't want the husband to have a notion that that's happening because of the likelihood of it to create problems or create issues. So, the gentleman who's making this confession, I would say that you give her time. Because, you see, the moment we accommodate this other assumption, then we actually have a problem that needs dealing with. And it includes whether separation, confronting the guys, speaking to your wife, asking her if she wants a divorce. Like, we really, really have an issue on our hands. But given that you haven't proven it, and I don't want you to arrive at a conclusion before we prove that she doesn't have a crush on them or she has a crush on them. You kind of... I think... because of what the outcome can be, I'm asking you to be a little bit more patient with this whole waiting it out process. Thank you. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Make it back. Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Hello.
Hello.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Something has been bothering me and I really want to let it out.
Let's hear it.
I lived with a prophet. I lived with him from my young age. I don't know how it happened, but it just happened. Even when my parents were against it, I started living with him. So my heart is somehow beating fast.
Hey.
So it happened that 2016 I left because I discovered that he duped my older brother with a fake visa after he just got settled at that time. Then, and this thing doesn't pay me as much as it does, knowing fully well that till today this guy sleeps with almost all his workers, and these are girls he you know groomed from young age. I don't know how to say it, like I don't know how he does it. He just snatched these people from their parents, make them, you know, understand that they are safe, but actually they are not safe.
Mm-hmm.
He sleeps with them, messes up with them, and till today, many of them have done several abortions for this guy, and he's married.
Yeah, they usually marry.
And he will not let them marry. This is manipulation. I don't even know how to say it.
I mean, I totally get it. It's not much of how he does it as much as the perception that Nigerians have towards people who call themselves men of God. Nigerians literally surrender thinking, spirit, soul, and their money to these guys.
It is painful. But recently something happened. One of my colleagues then broke free and discovered that the man of God, self-acclaimed man of God, has been sleeping with his woman, whom he claimed has demons, that he should leave him. Like, he told this guy to leave the lady, that the lady has demons following him and blah, blah, blah. And behind him, he has been sleeping and putting the girl not to talk, something like that. So, this guy has been threatening this prophet to, you know, expose him and make sure everything, you know, goes in the open.
Yeah.
And the prophet has sent a millionaire to the barrister to beg him and all that. So recently, because of all I just want him to pay, because this is too much.
Yeah,
this
he'll pay, but he'll pay. But what do you want? Go ahead. How what?
What I want is, I told this guy that because this guy has not given him an opportunity to, you know, stay with him, talk with him. So I begged him to give him the opportunity to, you know, maybe stay, make sure the barista is not there, but put his phone on record. Ask him why he has been doing this thing to these girls.
Okay.
Like, make sure he says everything.
Okay.
Says how he sleeps with them. You know, says how they have done abortion for it. Just make sure he gets it. And if he gets it, I just want the whole world to... I don't know what exactly I want to do.
No. Do you know the women he slept with?
Yes, but they cannot say, they cannot.
No. They don't have to come out. You can record them as well. So, can you befriend them as much as you can and get them on record?
I've been trying, but like the conditioning is too tight. They won't
what do you
conclude.
Mean?
Immediately you leave the place, they see you as a possessed, you know, fellow whom should be, you know,
They can't all be stupid. So look, they cannot all, except they are all bound under a curse. Even if they were all under a curse, there's got to be one that is trying to break out of that curse. So,
let me say something. Okay. While I was there, I did a series of covenant, like a covenant of cross, covenant of obedience, and all that, and he scares you with so many, you know, things. I think that is exactly what is holding them too.
Are you afraid? Maybe he has already, you broke out, right? You did covenant of all those things. You bound yourself too, and here you are unafraid, right? Willing to at least do something on the matter. Sure. Good. So there are two other people like you inside that place.
Yeah.
Good. Now, the guy whom you says his girlfriend... The guy who was given 1 million naira, the guy with the case of the 1 million naira gist you just gave us, he's also somebody else, right? Or his wife is somebody else?
He's not wife, he's just like a boyfriend to one of the ladies.
So now you're thinking that you want this guy to go speak to the guy, have it on record, right?
Yes.
Good. That's a plan. And then is his girlfriend willing to speak?
This guy said the girlfriend has already left the place and told him to, that he wants to stay alone for now because he said her head is full.
Can the boyfriend get his girlfriend on record? He should be able to do that. What? He should be able to do that. That's her boyfriend.
I think I'll tell him that.
No, so you can get the testimonies on record. Get a lawyer. Oh, that's easy. That's easy. That's easy kill. Oh, you can. You can get it on record, and then you can get your lawyer's advice. I feel you can also get the police involved, and I hope you find the smart guys amongst them who can go undercover of a sort, who can sip into that system and extract information so that by the time it blows open, he can deny it. Oh, sure, you can. It will just take time.
One of my fears is that he has connection with these police people. So I'm not sure if... I don't know.
Guy.
I'm scared.
Guy. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, I've always heard that from you. And I believe.
So you are one witness. Boyfriend who's going to go meet the pastor is attached to another witness, right?
Yeah.
Good. How did he know that the lawyer collected 1 million?
He said, okay, the lawyer, before, when he called the lawyer to, tell him that the guy is threatening fire, the lawyer was like, I want to know what...
You can also get...
About it. He just said like few things and he did not say everything until the lawyer met the guy. The lawyer now told him everything, and the lawyer said, he said the lawyer cried that day because he did not know.
You can also get lawyer and you can also get the lawyer recorded. You can record enough people to arm twist other people to do something. As long as you guys have a little bit of finance to mobilize yourself to kind of grease all your edges, you can do it. It doesn't matter. Even if there's Lucifer on his contact, it is will versus will. Even if there's Lucifer, even if Lucifer sent him to be sleeping with all those women, the moment a man steps out of the darkness into the light, it becomes open ground contestation. It's contest. And a man can start a fight, but he can't determine how it ends. So,
yeah.
Thank you. Have some will. Confessions Thursday. Yo, those guys who, in the name of God, we'll talk about pastors next week. We'll talk about the religion, I think religion as a concept, and then religious entities, but from a political perspective. And then, may God save you, really. May God really save you from the grip of these monsters. Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Okay, I just called in reference to last caller.
1 minute.
Okay, sure. I mean, this is just as you just said, if you really, really want to get it, and I could advise him, if possible, go. He can be connected with his family member. He can listen to his Google every Saturday, 7 o'clock.
Okay. Olumide, right? Yeah, Olumide is a great resource. Thank you. I appreciate it. There's a gentleman here. He has a message for me. I'm in my late 30s, never dated of lack of quality of women that I want. The women I've encountered have the mindset of money, not love. I say this because I dread experiencing women of such who will respect me because of money and disrespect me when I don't have money, either in a relationship or in a marriage. I will run mad mentally and emotionally if that happens to me. Thanks. So there's a gentleman here who's never dated. You say what? Never dated. You're in your late 30s. So you're almost 40. You've never dated? Oh. You should have at least gone into a risk of dating one of the girls that likes money and see. Because you also need to understand the mapping of their thinking. I think some of the girls out there are a product of society. So what I mean is there are some girls who are doing things because everybody else is doing it. You see that, there's that. There are some girls who started that way and their entire conscience has been seared with greed. So they're in it for the gain. And then there are girls who are born greedy and are okay with the concept of dying greedy. They're here for the money. You can't give them nothing besides money. Money, money, money. So there's that. I don't know that you should be so afraid that you're afraid that you would run. Because you say, I would run mad and you would suffer mentally and emotionally. Yeah, but because it's something like water, you can step in not too much. Just because I want you to understand the mapping of their thinking. It's like, you can read about psychopathy. You can read about a psychopath. You can read about a narcissist. Yeah, you can read about narcissism. And it's one thing when you experience it. The best way to deal with the narcissist is to first experience it. So here, I would love for you to contend. And yes, so to experience it is to risk pain. But that's exactly where you need to be. That moment and place of pain. That's the only way you can contend with that thing. And I think you think it's safer to stand outside. Yeah, there's a sense of safety, but there is also the lack of opportunity to deal with the problem. So given that you've never dated any of them, I don't think you may know how their thinking works. So that's one. But how about you have friends? You know what? You could actually befriend any girl you like. Just be her friend. Be the guy she can give the gist to. You need to know how they think. Because your desire can rub off on her. Her desires can rub off on you, particularly when they're good. So that's also the benefit of proximity. Lights can rub off on each other. The same way evil can rub off on each other. So I would ask you to get in just enough, just a little bit. So the good place to be is friendship. So have friends. Seek them out. Seek those greedy ones out particularly. They may not be so greedy like that. Way off on a break. We'll be right back. I have a message here on WhatsApp. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday, 29 minutes past 1 p.m. on the clock. All right. So where are we? Where's that young man? A young man who grew up in a home with strife. Did I lose you? Found you. All right, Lagos here. Hear this one. You see, my father has always been prone to anger ever since I remember. His temper has caused strife in our home. Unfortunately, my mother passed away due to reasons unrelated to my father's anger. But their tumultuous relationship was marked by his physical abuse towards her. All right. After my mother's death, tensions between my father and my maternal family escalated. They hold him responsible for my mother's suffering. And understandably, they harbor resentment towards him. So seeking solace, I turned to my maternal relatives, but I found their resentment towards me less than welcoming. Feeling isolated, I returned to my father's home. Now, back to my father's home, I find myself in a familiar environment of anger and sadness, despite my hopes for change. My father's behavior remains unchanged. His constant nagging and outbursts only serve to remind me of the pain we've endured as a family. I'm unsure of what steps to take. Should I continue enduring the turmoil in the hopes that things will improve, or should I consider other options? Any advice or guidance would be greatly appreciated. Thank you for reading. Sure, I have an opinion. One, don't endure it. He's not going to change. He's your father. I'm assuming he's 60 at least. He's not going to change. He's not going to change. It don't come easy. Change is something you seek. So if he's not seeking it, he's not going to change. Can he change? Likely. So maybe something that can inform or induce change can be... I noticed this in the earlier generation. So I grew up in a time where it was particularly prominent because it was verbalized a lot that families wanted male children more than they wanted female children. And so the fathers, for example, would say the reason is that it, having a male son comes with a said, I don't know, honor, I guess. And someone's carried the family name. And so culturally, I've heard women being divorced because they didn't have a male son. I've heard things, you know, so anything for just this male child, right? And so over the years, you hear cases of the same man who had the opinion of female children have no worth, give me a male son. Maybe God didn't give them a male son, so they only had daughters. Or maybe they had a male son, but they grew, when as their children grew up, they realized that their male children were more of a blessing to them than their part. Yeah, that the female children were more of a blessing to them. Or you see a man who wanted a male son so bad and had that cultural notion of the male child and didn't have a male and grew up, and his daughters have pretty much been the best thing that happened to him. And that's when they change. So you, they don't change. They didn't. In fact, they probably abused their mother's, the children's mother, until they get to a point where they realize that they were wrong. So their reality changes before their eyes, and then that's where the, yeah, that's where you see them shift in temper. Yeah, suddenly this very aggressive human is loving to the things he once rejected because now the thing has metamorphosed before his own eyes. Your father's not going to change. So something either is going to have to metamorphose in front of his eyes, or I guess salvation. I don't know when that salvation is going to come, but you know, it's good to have faith in it. Should you endure it? Absolutely not. You remove yourself from a situation that imposes on you. So anytime you're in a situation, it's not just your ears hearing it. Remember, well, I don't know if you may have heard it, or maybe you think about it. Anything that goes into you forms part of the things that take formation inside of you. So you stay there long enough. First of all, you are already at a disadvantage because being that he's your father, there's a likelihood for you to have that genetic disposition of, or have that spirit. Let's call it a spirit, right? To be temperamental is probably not obvious now, but maybe as you grow, it can find a place inside of you because it's in your house. So that's that. And there's also the likelihood that you're nothing like your father, which is great for you. But you cannot remain there because it's not good for your mind. It's also not good for your spirit. It can also embitter you. And bitterness is a sin. Did you know that? I read it somewhere. I read it in the Bible and I was surprised that bitterness is a sin. It can make you bitter, and that's also sinful. So leave. There's no putting up with it and hopes. Don't bother. You can't bank on that hope. Don't bother about it. Leave. The better hope to have is you leave. You're a sane person. You see your father when you see him, and hopefully the joy in your eyes and in your hearts can enlighten him for 24 hours. By the 48th hour, you're out. You're on to, you know, leave. I don't think you should endure it. And then you can, when you leave, you can pray for him and hope that he, so yeah, you can hope that he changes, but you must remove yourself from the circumstance. That's my opinion. Someone else may think differently, but I don't see how that situation gets better with you in it. No, your father's going to change when a doctor tells him that he's going to die if his blood pressure don't come down. And maybe one thing that informs his blood pressure is his rage. He probably still not going to change at that point, but yeah, that's likely to change him. Something has to happen for your father to change. He's not going to change. I would ask you not to bank on it. He's not going to change. But maybe when there's nobody for him to yell at, he has to, you know, when there's nobody to scream at, okay, he sees you 24 hours before he remembers or finds something to piss you off with. Oh, Dad, I'm leaving. I have work. Even if you're unemployed. Yeah, I'm leaving. I will call you once I get to. But, you know, be nice to him. He's your dad. What you going to do? Disown him? Yeah, it's like, I have work. I'll see you. I'll send you gifts when I get back. I love you. God help us. Bye. Out. Well, I have a picture in my head, but you kind of get it. I don't think you should stay. And I hope that suffices.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, good afternoon. I want to just about the man talking about the pastor sleeping around.
Yeah, 1 minute. Go ahead.
All right. Nobody gets pure justice like God does.
Huh?
So you have to come into partnership with God on this one, because many of these so-called pastors who come in.
First of all, let's get the language straight. He's not a pastor. First, let's get that straight. That's another guy. Yeah. Okay. Good.
That's why I said so-called. You know. So now you need to come into partnership with God, and then you also, are you living right? Just because it's a clergy doing that, then you feel, are you sleeping around the woman? That's shame in itself. So you want to fight him, and yet you're living in likeness to what he's doing. So you get yourself right, get yourself pure before you're judging another person. And yet you're sleeping around the woman, and you say because it's clergy, you're doing right. So you get yourself clean, and get in partnership with God prayerfully. Get the evidence is true, because many people just say, would say this man did this.
Yeah.
So no clear evidence.
Get it.
So get this clear evidence. Get into prayer and do the right thing too. If you're sleeping around with women, that's wrong. You're doing just like what he's doing. And you can't comfort one of judging.
All right.
So you just get this in place and that's fine.
Thank you. Thank you. Is it really the same thing? It's just that one is a cultist, the other one is a sinful. Anyway, they're about the same sin. Good God. Confessions Thursday. Nigeria Info. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hey.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
And I want you to maybe try and advise me. I don't know what the problem is. So I have been married now to my wife for the past 6 years. So, but the issue is we've been unable to, you know, give birth. And it's worrying. You know, it's worrying. The truth is, before the marriage, we actually had abortion. So, like, I don't know what really the issue is, because before marriage, we dated like 2 years before marriage, and during that 2 years, we took out 2 children. You know, so now getting married, it's now looking like something else. You know, I don't really know what the problem is. We've been thinking about it, but I don't just know what the issue is.
Oh, so when you say it's worrying, who's worried now? Her, you?
I am worried. I am really, really worried.
What are you worried about?
I'm worried because I thought it would be, I mean, this was something we had before marriage, and then it's now looking difficult now after marriage.
Okay, have you seen a doctor?
No, honestly, I have not.
Okay, so I'm going to suggest that you see a doctor. Would one of the reasons both of you agreed to be married would be for procreation?
Well, it should be one of the reasons, because as of when we were going to get married, I actually raised this concern.
Mm.
And I told her that then I asked if we could see a doctor just to know if everything is still intact and all that. But, you know, she was scared. Our own fear was that if we go see a doctor after that time, and then it's now discovered that maybe she can't bear a child again or something.
Mm.
Maybe I might not go ahead with the marriage. But that wasn't my intention, to be honest. Okay. I just wanted us to have a solution. But since she had that fear, I just phoned everything then and I continue. But we are in it right now. And then my initial fear is now beginning to, you know,
Okay.
to reality. So that's why I'm just neither here nor there. So
the reason I'm asking you why you got married is that I want the possibility of, if we never have kids, what would this marriage mean, to be a consideration in your thinking. That's not me suggesting that that's going to happen, you know? There are people who are married who don't have kids until, like, say, 7 years later, 10 years later. I saw one recently, 14 years later. I think I saw one 20 years later. So there is the biological aspect to children, and then there's the spiritual aspect to children, right?
Yeah.
I want to know I want you to think about why you got married. Like the reason, because if the reason you got married is, yeah, to this is someone I love, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, we hope to have kids. But the kid is not the foundation for the marriage. If you don't have kids, you still have a marriage.
For me?
So let me repeat that. I know that one of the reasons people get married is, amongst other things, to have children. But if having a child is not the foundation of the reason you got married or the reasons you chose to be married to this person, if you don't have a child or if you don't have kids, you still have a marriage. If having kids is the reason you got married, if you don't have kids, you don't have a marriage. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I understand.
Okay, good. So now, the reason you have to establish that reason is because that reason can also help you dispel fear. So, you get what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so if you were a very talented guy and they fired you from a job, you wouldn't be unhappy about the firing, but you would be glad that you're a talented guy because you know you can do something else and probably do something better.
Yes, sure.
Exactly. So the same logic is what I want you to establish. Then you know what? God gives children. I would ask you, well, God gives children, and I don't know what you worship. There are other things. Some of you get children from sand, from the elements. Water, hell, I don't know where you all go for kids these days. But what is your faith, by the way?
I'm a Christian.
The one that just shows up on a Sunday morning for 2 hours, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then you can't worry. You pray about it, and you wait, right? You say, oh, God, give us kids. Then you wait. I want you to remove the fear because the fear has a way to create tension in the friendship or in the marriage. You have to remove the fear. I mean, both of you are afraid now. I can't imagine what it feels like having dinner with both of you. Two fearful people. So one person is afraid, one person is not afraid. The one who's unafraid can support the one who's afraid. And hopefully you become two unafraid people just waiting. Yeah, but both of you are afraid. Nah, I don't want to be there. But it's not even good for you. It's not good for your relationship. Because after a while, you'll think, okay, maybe I should go out. Maybe she's going to think maybe you're the problem. Maybe she needs to go out. I don't know what else can happen. But if it's a relationship where fear exists, you're in trouble. So we need to establish what's foundational. And what is foundational should hold the marriage. Do you understand my point?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but first, see your doctor. Hear what the medical aspect to it is. It may just be a waiting game. You just have to wait and keep trying. And then you can adopt if you're open to that idea.
That's exactly, I mean, I am just looking at knowing what exactly the real issue is. So as fast as possible. Because I don't, for me, it's not actually a problem. But I'm just, I just had that fear. I'm just looking at, you know, maybe something has happened before, you know, so many things are just running through my mind. Yeah. But
she's been pregnant before. So you said twice?
Yes, twice.
Oh, okay. Well, see your doctor. See your doctor.
Okay.
See your doctor. Thank you for calling.
No, thank you.
Thank you. And you see your doctor and then you wait. That's what you have to do. And good luck. Hey, Nigeria Info, it's Confessions Thursday. My name is Joyce. It's 44 minutes past 1 p.m. Remember, when you call in, you don't say your name. Hello, welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set.
Okay.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
I don't have a confession, but I need an advice.
Let's hear it.
The issue now is I had a mother whom I've never seen for my entire life. But let me just say, I saw her once. But that time I was very young. But I have her somewhere, still alive. And now, I'm about to do my wedding next month. So I explained everything to my wife. And she was not even happy about the situation. And she was saying she won't be happy to sit at her leg during the engagement period. You know, in our own tradition, the wife will sat at the leg of the mother and the father.
Okay.
So, I don't know what to do. And my stepmother, who has trained me for many years, when I, like, from the day I was born, she she's very sick now that she is not able to come out.
Okay.
Which is very sad for me because she's supposed to take that honor that very day. So now my father has contacted my biological mother and she said she may be present. But I still don't know because I'm not even happy about that. But the only reason I can give her the chance is that she had another children in another place. So one of her own daughter always looked for me around when she heard that, okay, their mother has given birth to a child to another person who they have never seen, they have never known. I never knew any of her family. I never knew any of her relatives.
Wait, pardon me. I'm lost here. The woman you want to marry, you don't know her family.
No, I mean my home mother. My own biological mother. I never knew anybody from my own side of their family. And we are not like a long distance from each other. Going to my village, our father's place, and my own dad and stay in the same street. Not that she's in Abuja, I mean, we are very close. We have many relatives that are close to her that she can request me from. But she just decided not to do for me. But now that I'm having something good to do now, she wants to be present to take the honor. And I'm not happy with that because my stepmother take good care of me, take me like a child, take me like his own children. But now she's very sick. She's very, very sick that she can't step outside. She has not stepped outside for like years.
Okay, and so you don't want your mom to be
maybe
there.
I should just look for another person to just be my mother for that day and not her.
But you speak to your mother, right? You speak to her. Why don't you fix whatever issues you have with her before the marriage?
There was a time she called me. Several she always called, like, okay.
Guy, wait. Hold on. Where are you? I'm really trying to live here. Wait, the noise of the background, are you running? Are you on a bike?
No, I'm on the car. Speaker.
Okay, yeah, no.
Okay, can you hear me clearly?
No, there's this wind thing. Could you just take me off something? Take me off speaker? I'm struggling here.
Hello?
Okay, this feels better.
Hello?
Okay, I can hear you. Wait, am I on speaker? Take me off speaker, please. Just take me off speaker.
No, I'm off speaker.
Is it the ear plug thing?
No. Hello?
Take your glasses.
Let me off the car AC. Maybe it's the
car. Yeah. Ooh, thank you. Heaven. Okay, good.
Hello.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that there was time she called me to make me know that, okay, I'm your mother.
Mm.
I don't need to look for you. If you have anything you need from me, you find me. And I have finished secondary school before this happened. My stepmother, I never knew she was not my mother. Till the day this woman showed up and said she was my mother. And that was the first day I saw her. And I was this mother.
Okay.
So, and after then, you have not been able to reach everybody. So, her daughter that she gave birth to another family.
Mm.
Was the one looking for me that he must look for his brother. That how can she have somebody that her mother have given birth to another person outside?
Mm.
So the girl finally looked for me, came to Lagos and find me. So she has been the one I'm having a relationship with from her side.
Yeah.
Talked to me. Sometimes she called me because of that. Her daughter, I always pick up her call and I say, okay, there is no quarrel. We don't have any fight anymore. But there's no reason. But I'm not so happy that she don't really show concern about child. No. But now that I want to do something now, I don't even want her to take the honor.
Okay.
Even for my stepmother that was very sick.
Okay, look.
So I don't know what to do about it.
To be honest with you, because I don't understand how much pain you're in, I don't understand what's really I don't have the details of what transpired. It is trivial for me to say, oh, she's your mom, go bring her back. Some mothers don't even deserve that honor. To be honest, maybe not a lot. There are a few women who may not deserve that. And I want you to forgive her and try to have a conversation with her. Like, see whether you can mend the relationship. It is possible for you to, even after you have mended that relationship, you still don't want her. I mean, you probably can manage her as a guest, but not as the mother of the groom. And if that's really what your decision is, that's what your decision is. You don't hate her. It's not malice. But, yeah, you don't have a relationship with her. And that's okay. You didn't create the problem. Yeah.
And my own, what I'm even worried more about is that my family, that my father's aunt or uncle, they saw them, none of his family can even say, but you have a child somewhere. Why can't you know? Yeah. I never know any of his relatives from anywhere. I never know where.
That's also why
I
want
to. I was just thinking, like, maybe tomorrow now, if I'm a big man,
yeah,
and I've made money,
yeah,
then they will now be coming and say, hey, I'm your mother's uncle, I'm your mother's.
You'll be
cousin.
Surprised.
You understand?
Yeah.
I'm not even happy. My stepmother is very strong, and I feel for her.
Then you can arrange the wedding you can organize your wedding in a way that you take a part of the ceremony to your stepmother, so she can she sit down?
Yes.
You could take a part of the ceremony.
I know she can't talk.
Oh,
she just look like she like maybe
she's vegetable.
Lost memory. She just looking at
okay,
you.
Okay.
Respond, nothing.
Oh, okay. So, well, I don't know how serious you are about having a mother there. You can take a part of the ceremony. Just take a picture with her. So maybe you, your wife, and 2-3 people go tell her what you're doing. Take a picture with her. The mother scene. Yeah, action caught. Done. The rest is party, rice, and alcohol.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you don't want your mom there, you don't want her there. I mean, what am I going to say? I don't know what the issue is, so I can't quite speak on that. As I should. Look, there's a message here. There's a gentleman here who wants to have 2 kids. His wife wants 7. And not in the British economy. Not in the American economy. In this Nigerian economy. So I'm going to read this message because I have a few more minutes here. It says, I want to share the issue currently having with my wife. I wanted to have just 1 child, but my wife wants 7 children. My wife said she'll have 7 children for me. 7 of them will have birthdays on the same day and same month. Before the marriage, we concluded on having 2 children after long talk. 9 months after our wedding, we had our first child, 7th July 2021. She said we should have another child 2023, but I refuse. I needed time to put myself together, plan for the future. Somehow, she made me get her pregnant without any intention, and we had serious misunderstanding. She put to bed exactly 7th July 2023. I was surprised. Hold on. A few days ago, she started telling me that we have 5 more children left. Left where? Oh, good God. A few days ago, she started telling me that we have 5 more children left to make up the 7. And she told me that we must have up to 7 children. For me, I'm okay with 2. We already have. And with the current economic situation, I don't want to go that far. How many minutes I got before commercial break? Okay, a few seconds. I don't want to go that far. I want a better life for myself and my family. This is the issue I'm currently having. I love her so much. My wife is the best in all aspects. We are in good terms in every other thing, but the issue of having 7 children is the problem. Please, what is the best decision? Okay, you're supposed to be anonymous. Lagos, you want to think about that with me? We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Wait, is she collecting the children from where? Ask her what she worships. Are these marine children? We're off on a break, Lagos. We'll be right back. What? Lagos, Nigeria. So, you know, I don't know that much. I just know what I know. And if I don't know stuff, I'll tell you I don't know. You see this man's message? I don't know it. He left me a name and a location, but I'm not going to say his name. I have a lady in the studio. Mm. She's a studio assistant, and tell me what you told me off air. Lagos, please borrow me your village, your native sense. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I've heard stories about something similar to this where they say if you give birth to, it's something Yoruba people call abiku.
Okay.
They don't stay. Those children don't stay.
So if you give birth to them incomplete in this world, they won't stay.
They won't stay for long. Yes, they can stay for like 2 years and they're gone. Sometimes they won't even be up to two 2 years.
Okay, now this man's wife says she wants 7 children. Seven. The man says he wants two. You're so giving
I'm,
me a
yeah,
theory.
So I'm saying maybe there is a clause to that seven.
That the from the wife's
from the
world.
Wives, yeah, I don't know what it is, but I heard a story about a woman who consistently had like babies not staying and issues like that, and then they told her that okay, they helped her do stuff, and then they said three. She has to give birth to three. So when she gives birth to the first one, the second one has to come so time after the first one so that it can
stay.
And then the third one too. So if she gives birth less...
So if the woman has been told in her world that she needs to give birth to three kids, she marries a guy, the guy says, I want 2 kids. So,
those two most likely would have not stayed.
So the two would not stay because she didn't give birth to three kids.
The third one to complete whatever she had bargained with.
Hey, boy. Like, yo.
These stories we hear about.
Thank you. Lagos, this is where I'm really out of words. This is where I sit down and look at all of you and really wish you well. I do the sign of the cross. I hail Mary. I declare that I am not going to suffer that. And
amen.
Yo. So now this guy, his wife is going to... So basically, the wife is indebted of a sort. Like, she has to give birth
maybe.
To...
I'm guessing, because why is she insisting on seven?
Yeah, why is she insisting
why
on seven?
Why is she insisting on seven and the same day... And then it's 7th of July.
Yeah, 7th July. And he said the first is July 7th, 2021. The first. Second is 7th July, 2023. So the third has to be 7th July, 2020. Whenever. They go chew on that. Well, so when we come back from this on the other side of the hour, just before the Lords of Logic, I don't know what you can advise this guy. We need to clear this one up. And then I will munch whatever confessions have been unattended to, and we'll deal with them next week on the show. How about that for a deal? Thank you. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce. Has been Confessions Thursday, but we need to help this young man out whose wife wants 7 children born on the same day. Wow. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. 3 minutes past 2 p.m. So I just wanted a little bit more clarity. So, you know, like, there is what we know, and then there's what may be culturally the practice of some person somewhere. Already, there's a message here saying 7 children, 7 children, 7th month, on the 7th day, it's not ordinary. So, we don't know what it is. So, if you have any idea, could you please share for the sake of knowledge? Hello, Nigeria Info. I want to give this about 10 minutes, so we have just 10 minutes before we segue into the Lords of Logic. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you very much for calling. One minute, real quick. Thank you. Afternoon to you.
This, Joy.
Yeah, 1 minute. Go ahead. 1 minute.
I want to talk about this story, the message you read.
You have 50 seconds left. Hurry up.
Okay,
1 minute.
Thank you. CM, the thing I want to let the man know, that wife deceived him because they agreed before they married that it's 2 children. Why be in that marriage now? You not think that it's 7. Yes, what the man can do now, then children will not be coming. The woman will surprise that children is not coming. Thank you.
Oh, that part, right? Okay. Yeah. We're done with confessions. I'm just trying to learn something here. Well, join me. The Sony side. Hey.
Hello, Jesse.
Yeah. How far?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, 1 minute. Uh-huh.
Okay, please, what I want to say is this. In life, we believe in where you walk is where you eat. That is our nature in Igbo land. Okay. So all these women, because I will call you next week on this type of confession, the same happened to my mom. She did not walk. She abandoned us. If we call her, she says she has many children in her womb. She's not interested in us anymore. But luckily, I would say God's willing, things turn around for those children. And now you are coming. Just you really need to advise people on this because there are many. And for somebody like me, God have mercy on me. I don't know how to see her because my grandma suffered for me. My grandma have been there for me, doing everything for me. See, today, God bless. And okay. Then you now come and say you've been mother.
Oh.
And you have to sit down in the seat of throne.
Okay.
God forgive me. My grandmother is late. Every day I cried for her.
Okay.
I'm crying for her every day. And every day you are calling to say, now your mama be this.
Okay.
I never have the heart to accept such mother. God have mercy on me.
Okay, so next week, hopefully you call me and tell me your story. Thank you. Wow. Hello, welcome to this show. We're done with confessions. I just want an opinion on this seven children, seventh month, seventh day. Hello.
Okay. Let me just say, the woman that called before this woman already said what was in my mind.
Real quick.
I don't know what they agreed on. I didn't listen very well.
He said they agreed on two children.
Before they got married.
Before they got married, yeah.
Good. Agreed on two children. You enter the marriage, you're not telling me you cannot. You can't do two children. For me, I'm going to stand my ground. The man should stand his. Is the man in Nigeria?
Yeah, yeah.
Aha, you are in Nigeria. I think you need to take your woman back to the family she comes from. Because if she's insisting on that, she needs to make a confession. What do you mean? Seven children, not even abroad, in Nigeria. In this period, seven children. Mr. Man, if you are listening, it's all better right. for you now to stand your ground. Let her know. Don't say she has no other issue. It is only the children issue you guys are dragging. If care is not taken, come and be the end of you. Seven children, it's better you take her to where she's going to make confessions. If she has laid a claim to something, she'd better say it out. Seven children.
Wow. 777 is the number. Hello. Welcome. That shouldn't be this, right?
Is Ben from the corridor.
All right, real quick, Ben. 1 minute.
This thing is not normal. Seventh day, seventh month. It's not normal.
Seven children.
He has his pressure on the tongue.
It's yeah.
not possible for somebody having seven kids the same month, the same day. It's not possible. So it's a spiritual thing. I'm looking at it as a marrying connection. You should watch out.
It may not be marrying. Just because marrying people are popular, it may not even be marrying. What? I mean, there are four elements. You have water, fire, air, land. It might be air, land, and what is that? Fire. It might be something else. Good God. Hello, welcome. Nigeria Info. We're trying to learn something here. Crack a code, maybe? Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Afternoon, real quick.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm with you. Please go ahead real quick.
Yeah. I'm actually want to contribute. Yeah. This man can take medicine, you know? All this medicine to prevent human. Prevent himself by...
Okay.
Getting, you know?
He should sterilize himself. Okay, good. Thank you. I mean, since he loves his wife, right? But then, if he sterilizes himself, what's the wife going to do? Because she's insisting it's seven children on the seventh day, on the seventh... Huh?
So if he gets a vasectomy, there's nothing she can do about it. Because
what if she reports him to the seven people?
Well, then that's when the confession will start.
Okay. So that's
that's him taking a step to stopping whatever this is.
Okay. Either that or he gives birth to seven kids.
Or he takes her to somewhere where she can confess. But that would be difficult. So just get a vasectomy.
Exactly. All right, great then. All right, good. Hello, welcome to the show. But anybody with the meaning, hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Real quick, yeah.
Hello?
I'm with you. Hello? Sorry, call me back. Nigeria Info. Hey. Yeah, huh? Welcome.
Hello?
Yeah.
As in, like, there is, what's it called? This thing for men now, right? Drugs that they can take that will stop them from impregnating women.
Yeah. He should go and look for it and take it.
He should go and look for it and take it.
All right.
Since the woman is being deceptive, since she should be deceptive and...
Okay. What kind of marriage is that? So can you imagine a solution, huh? If the woman is deceptive, then the man should become deceptive too.
Well, in Yoruba land, there's a saying that goes like, we laughing, we will son. So, you have to be crazy to be able to take care of a crazy person.
Ah, okay.
That's the logic.
All right. Anybody with a meaning, this 777 thing, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, real quick. Turn off the volume of this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 minute, go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
You say you've done it. You haven't done it. Nigerian. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
You know what? If I am, the advice I'll give to the man is, let him just allow the woman have another chance.
That's three kids. Uh-huh. To find out if what? You vanished. Literally. Hello. Welcome. Meaning. Give me the meaning. I want the meaning of that thing. This one says, the man has married Mami Wata. He should accept his fate. they don't go away. Well, well, maybe they should give him money for... Are they going to give him 7 kids and not give him money? Oh, come on now. Like, okay, if you're going to put a brother through that, might as well just put him on a trust fund. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Real quick, I want a meaning to this or interpretation.
Good evening.
Yeah, speak up for me. Go ahead.
All right, so I really want to be sure about this. Okay, they had an agreement about...
Two kids before marriage, uh-huh.
Yes, then suddenly what happened?
She wants more. She's telling him now, they have 2 kids already, and she's telling him now that there are 5 more kids to go.
Could this just be something like... you know, like I've never had it, and there's an interpretation. All right, maybe this 777 is pointing to something else, not really kids.
Yeah, but you don't even know what it's pointing at. Okay, good. Thank
you. I don't
know. Thank you.
Honestly, what?
I think he should have fixed the... Well, what else could he have done besides have an agreement? Ugh. Okay, maybe this is my final caller with the answer. Hello, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah, speak up for me. So do you have a translation to this?
Yeah, sorry. I really want to say something. I'm not even following up on radio, so I just want to...
Okay, confessions is done. We'll come back to confessions next Thursday, okay?
I'm not saying anything because I'm not confessing anything now. I just want to recommend your good job you're doing.
Thank you.
And I really... sometimes I want this opportunity to listen to you on radio. You know, we've been learning a lot from your program. You are doing a great job.
Thank you very much for calling. So I appreciate it.
I have
a
little request today from you, please.
No. I'm sorry. I'm really giving time away here. If you don't have any contribution, I cannot attend.
I have. What I want to say is just something that... Okay, I want to say something that will suit it all by... Well,
hello. Welcome. You've been my final caller on this subject matter. Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Now, thank you. You have a translation for this?
Yes. The person that will give the original message to this is the mother of the girl.
The mother of the girl. Oh.
Yes. The lady herself might not know the full meaning to this.
Okay.
And this guy should make her to expose everything now.
Okay.
Because they will tie him in the sense that she will not know what he's doing. And if he tries to escape by then, they will kill him.
Yo.
The woman has 15 children coming from other states and from Oshima local government area. The woman has 15. And that 15 is her life up to today. So she should go now.
Okay.
And fight this lady. Now they should go back home and ask the mother, the biological mother of this lady.
All right.
To explain to them
what this thing
what
is.
What is happening.
All right.
Then when she then give them the solution. Okay. It's either to go ahead or to terminate, or they will terminate the marriage.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Someone else on WhatsApp is suggesting terminating the marriage. Why isn't anyone thinking about the tsunami that may hit the man when he chooses not to give her kids anymore? I think he should step out of the marriage already. Thank you very much. So some people are suggesting that that's about the best way.
Is Eno
he
already
can get
choice.
A divorce. He can, because...
From
because
a woman who has already started something, you will just walk away like that and you think you go scot-free. How?
Yo, so we what? Your brother can go?
He has to be careful. He can go, but he has to be careful. First off, find out what this means. Either go back to the woman's family or go to a church or something. Pray about it. I don't know. Find a solution. This is more than meets the eye. So he needs to know what's going on first. Soul has to know how to attack you because ignorance is...
Yeah, it's not a good defense,
it's not
right?
A good defense.
Sign of the cross. All right, off on a break. I don't even know what to say to the guy because it's like, I want to say get a divorce, but it's not so English in its nature, right?
Mm.
So it's like, Go to the girl's mom. Someone says that, get the meaning. Well, insist on not having any more. First of all, this whole nothing happens.
So he shouldn't even put it like he's attacking it because once, that's the thing. Whoever is planning something is 2 steps ahead of you. What if she's watching him? What if she's like, okay, you think you have... You're smart. I can get the keys if I want to, and I'm getting them from you. What if they do what that man said, and then it gets to a point where he doesn't even know what he's doing, and before you know it, 7 keys have come out. What if he gets to that point? What do we want to do?
Your thinking is wild. Like, yeah, like, what if they put a spell on the guy,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So before that, he better start moving quickly. And when I say moving, hey. I mean finding out what this means, finding a way out, tracing it back to the family, then getting out. He has to protect himself before he gets out, because you can't just jump out of things. It's like jumping out of your boss. You die.
You know, it was good having you around, because I would have not helped this guy, because I don't even know what I heard. You know, so
you should find out.
Arm yourself. Don't look like you're striking, even though you intend to strike. You know, like, don't.
Like, that's the safest way to to move.
I leave my angels with you. You're gonna need them.
Amen.
Off on a break.